Well, we've read from God's word. It's good to stop and think about what we have read and to ask God to teach us what we need to learn. So let's ask God first and then think about what he has said to us in the Bible. Let us pray. We thank you for the Bible. We thank you that you are not a God who is silent, but has spoken in ages past and made clear to all people what it is that we need to know. We thank you that in a special way you came in your Son, the Lord Jesus, and spoke to people. And we thank you that we've read of him speaking and of people meeting him. Help us to understand more of what that was like, but also what it means for us today. In Jesus' name we ask this. Amen. For those who don't know, that little word, amen, means yes. We really mean what we've just asked. It's just like saying yes. Let it be that way. Well, in the little reading we had from the Bible, and that part of the Bible we call the Gospel or the Good News of John. John was one of the friends of Jesus that we read about there, and he's telling the story of how he and some of the others first came to meet Jesus. And throughout this year, we're wanting to talk about what it was like to meet Jesus the first time. And in these Gospels, there are four of them, we find many people described who meet Jesus for the first time. They're all different. They all come to Jesus with different reasons. What about the first ones? Well, before I answer that, let me ask you something else. When there is something special about to happen, how do you find out about it? How do you know about it? Maybe it's a special place to eat. Maybe it's a new coffee shop that makes the best coffee. How did you find out? Maybe there's a special sale that is taking place in a shop. Maybe there's a special meeting like tonight. How did you find out about this church? For some here, how did you find out about learning English classes on Saturday mornings at this church? Well, today there is the internet. You can go on to the computer and you can search. There are ads on Facebook. You're talking to your friends, and if you live nearby, every now and then you'll see an ad from this church telling you about some of the things that we do. Maybe you've heard of new special news or special places on TV or the radio. I don't know if anybody still buys newspapers. Maybe you've seen it in the newspaper. Something special to go to discover, to enjoy. But I wonder, what was it like before there was an internet? Before there was TV or radio? Even before there were newspapers, how on earth would you find out then? Well, I think people sometimes find out, and maybe this is true of you coming here, purely by accident. You're walking down the street and you saw the sign. And you thought, I want to find out a bit more. Maybe you saw people gathering in a shop and wondered what they were all busy in that shop for. And so you went and had a look. And you ended up buying something perhaps you didn't really need, but because it was a special day in that shop and everybody was excited, you also decided to buy something that was on sale. So sometimes we find out things by accident. But sometimes it's because a friend said to us, you need to come and see this. This is an important meeting. This is a great place to have a coffee. They came along and said, why don't you go and try it out? Or maybe they said, let me take you, come with me and see what is so important or so enjoyable. In the reading from the Bible we just had, we read of five men who met Jesus right at the beginning when Jesus began to show himself to people and speak before people. So right at the beginning, it's told, as I said, by one of those men who became a very close follower and friend of Jesus. His name was John. But John wasn't the first one to meet Jesus. There was another John. There was a John who was a teacher. But he didn't teach in a school. He didn't teach in a building. He didn't teach in the streets. No, he taught out in the country. And people would go to listen to him there. This was nearly 2,000 years ago. He was telling people about God. And he was saying that God was going to do something very special very soon. And he was saying they needed to be ready for when God would show what it was. They had to be ready, otherwise they would not enjoy it. They would not gain good from it. And he told them that they needed to look at their own lives, to think about all the wrong things that they were doing. That no matter how nice they were, there were many things wrong. The Bible calls this sin. Sin against other people, especially against God. But he not only told them to look at their lives and see all the wrong, but also he says you need to look to God and ask him to take away that wrong. And many people really listened to this John and were baptized by him. And he became known as the baptizer. Baptism was a washing away with water. People would stand in the water, and with the water they would, as it were, find the dirt of their body washed away. But it was a picture of they're asking God to wash away the sin from inside their lives. They wanted to be clean on the inside as much as on the outside. John said, if you're going to be ready to meet God, you got to deal with the sin. Because God hates sin. One day, as John was speaking to the people and encouraging them to think about themselves, see their sin, and to ask God to take it away, to forgive it, he suddenly saw someone come. It was the special one that God had long ago promised to send. It was in this one that John said God was going to do something extremely important, very special. This is the one that he was helping people to get ready to meet. And when he saw him, he pointed this one out to all the people. And he's basically saying, listen to me and look at this one. That as you're thinking about God and asking God to take away the wrong in your life, look. Here's the one that God will do it through. He will do it for you. God has sent him for that reason. Well, that was enough for two of the friends, two men who had been following and listening to John many times. Their names were Andrew and John. And they decided to meet Jesus to find out more about him. I can just imagine what they were thinking. Could this be true? Could this be the one that God had promised way back in the past to send to take away the wrong, the sin in our lives. Could this be the one who will make things right between us and God? Take away the bad feelings of guilt when we do the wrong things. Take away the hurting of other people when we do wrong things. They followed Jesus, and later Jesus turned, we read, and said, "What are you doing? What do you want?" And their answer was a little bit strange to our ears. They said, "Teacher, where are you staying?" This does not mean that they were wanting a free room for the night. What they were saying is, "We want to be with you. We want to follow you. We want to become your students. We want you to be our teacher day after day. John had been our teacher, but we now know you need to be our teacher. We need you. We need to learn from you." And Jesus answered, "Come and see." Which again is simply saying, "Sure, yes, come, join me. Get to know me, learn from me, so that you can make up your own minds about who I am and what I am saying." This is the way that Jesus called them to get to know him, to learn from him. But it also tells us something very important. Jesus was saying, "I came to show myself to people, to teach people." Now that was nearly 2,000 years ago, but in the Bible and in this story from the Bible, we're hearing Jesus say to us today too, "Come and see, learn about me, ask the questions, find the answers, decide for yourself, not what others are teaching you, but what you learn from Jesus. Come and see." Well, they did. And they were never the same again. They were so happy to know Jesus and who he was that as the story continues to be told, John says that what happened next is that we just had to tell other people who we had found. That as we heard Jesus say, "Come and see," we went to tell others, "Come and see. Come along and meet Jesus." So they found their friends. They wanted their friends to know Jesus, to find out about him what they had found out. Oh, he was a wonderful friend, but more, they wanted to tell him that he is not just a special man, but he is the promised man. That he is, and the technical word is Messiah, which basically means God's special agent. He would be the king, the teacher. He would be the one who would bring people to God so that they would be at peace with God. Andrew then finds his brother, whose name is Simon. And he gets a new name that day when Simon comes to be with Jesus. Jesus says, "I'm going to call you Cephas," or Peter, means rock. Philip quickly finds someone else, we went on to read. And he goes and finds Nathanael. So now we've got the five men. Philip talks to Nathanael and says, "We have found the one that Moses, 1,500 years ago, told us would come." Nathanael didn't think that was true. That couldn't be right. Especially when he heard the hometown that Jesus came from. But Philip said, "Come and see." In many ways, I'm like Philip. And I think many of us are. When people find it hard to believe what we say, we haven't got quick answers. We find it hard to explain. But what Philip did was, "I'm happy to go with you to meet Jesus so that you can find out for yourself. Just check it out." So Nathanael did. And he met Jesus, heard Jesus speak, and he knew that Jesus had to be this special one that God had promised. Each of those five men became close friends of Jesus. For the next 3 years, they lived with Jesus. They went everywhere together, all over the land of Israel. They saw how Jesus behaved. They listened to Jesus teach. They watched Jesus die. And they saw his body buried in a tomb, a grave made of rock. Despite knowing it was not going to happen, that it was impossible to happen, they saw Jesus alive 3 days later. They came to understand how special Jesus was and how important his death was for making peace between people who do wrong things and the God we do wrong things against. They came to understand that Jesus is the one who takes away that wrong by his death. That's why he came back to life, to prove it. Now, John wrote all of this in the book that bears his name. And he tells us he did this because he believed that Jesus is not just God's special one, but that he is God's special one because he is the Son of God. That he is God himself as well. And he tells us that he wrote this book, which is called The Good News of John, so that other people would believe this too. So when you read about Jesus in this and the other little books that make up the Bible, you're hearing about Jesus. Many people in doing that have not only learned about Jesus, they've come to believe also that Jesus is God's Son and the only way to have peace with God from sin. Those people are called Christians. I'm a Christian. I read, I considered, I believed. I believe that Jesus dealt with my sin when he died. We worship Jesus because he is God. We follow him because he saved us from our sin. But because we're not the only ones who have sin, we are like Nathanael and say, "Come along, see for yourself." We tell others about Jesus, saying, "Come and see." So why did we want you to come here tonight? Why do we really want to tell you every time we see you? It's because we want to tell you about Jesus, because we know how special Jesus is. We do it for Jesus. We're excited about him. We're excited about what he did. And we do it because we want to honour him with everything about our lives. But we also do it because of you, to help you. We see that you too need Jesus and what he freely gives. But you won't have it unless you come and see. Unless you come and look for yourself. Unless you come to listen to Jesus. But the big question is, how do we do that? And the answer is what you've been doing tonight. You read the Bible. You ask the questions. What do I learn about Jesus here? And what difference does that make to me? And you might talk to your friends who have said to you, come and see Jesus. Maybe you will sit with them and read the Bible a little bit at a time and think and talk about it. That's a good way to come and meet Jesus. You know, that's what friends do. Friends bring friends to Jesus. There's no greater way of showing friendship. So we ask you to think. Think about what Jesus says about himself. Take the time to read, to listen, to talk about Jesus. When you read even the little part of the Bible that John wrote, you will find there were lots of people who didn't agree with Jesus. Not everybody agreed with John and with these other men that we've heard of tonight. But John and his friends were convinced, and so they wrote what they saw, what they heard, what they understood. And they said, it's up to you now. Come. Think about it. See. We hope you will not only come and see, but you will believe in Jesus, and that you will also go and tell others about him. And so I just want to say one last thing, and that is to the people who have come and seen and come and believed. Who are your friends? Have you talked to them about Jesus? Do you pray for them that they will come and see? We need to do that more and more, don't we? If Jesus is really that important, not only for us but for others, we need to be like Andrew and Nathaniel. May God help us to do that. To be people who come and see and then go and tell. Let us pray. Father, there are many ways of seeing. We see with our eyes the birds flying, the cars driving by, people standing before us. We also see with our ears as people tell us things. We see with our mind as we think about the things that our eyes and our ears have seen. We thank you that Jesus said, come and see. We thank you that he's given us a book so that nearly 2,000 years later we can still hear about him, that we can walk with those who walked with Jesus, your son. We thank you for each one who is here. Help us to know that we have come. Help us to see properly, clearly, rightly. Help us to learn the truth about Jesus and about ourselves and how Jesus is your special one to bring us back to you. And help us to be people who more and more enjoy going and telling. We thank you that Jesus is ready to meet people today. And we thank you in his name. Amen.